Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Happy Translation Day. It's Carol, and I am your gracious hostess as an ambassador of our Lord Jesus Christ. He is our shepherd, and, I am just his representative. So I'm hosting the show, but, it is his show. It's our Lord Jesus' show. And I want to start with a praise and worship song, giving him all the glory and praise, because, he's an awesome God. And today is the best day of not only my life, but of our lives. Here we go. Isn't today the best day of our lives? You know what? To be honest with you, another high alert day, so sure day came and went. But I'm not discouraged, and I hope you're all not discouraged either, because it's not the date we're in love with. We're in love with our bridegroom, and our bridegroom has a name, and it is the name above every name. That name is Jesus. And boy, do I love him. And I know that you all love him too. So let's welcome him and his Holy Spirit and Daddy God, you know, into the show, because it's his show. And let's tell him how much we love him and honor him and praise him and worship him, because he loves us. And because of his love, we love him. So, Lord Jesus, we come to you with a heart filled with gratitude and thanksgiving. And we welcome you. We welcome you, Holy Spirit. We welcome you into our hearts, into our presence. In your presence, where there is fullness of joy, we delight being inside of you. And we delight that you're inside of us. Lord, another day came and left, but we're not discouraged, because we are one with you. We are connected to you. And though we hate, you know, all the bad news and all the ugly news of the world, and we see all the darkness around us, and we feel the darkness around us. You know what? In that ugly storm, or this ugly environment, we still are able to rejoice. And I know I do. I rejoice because I'm blessed and I'm highly favored. I'm blessed and highly favored in many ways. But most of all, I'm blessed and highly favored because I have such a wonderful family who loves you, and not only loves you, but is looking for you to come for us today. Thank you, Lord, for being in our presence. Anoint us even more with more revelation, with more insight, with more joy, and sprinkle your blood on us, because we have so much dirt that gets on us all the time, and we need to be washed anew by your precious blood, by the living water, you know, and by, you know, just by being in your presence. So welcome, Holy Spirit. Welcome everybody to chat. Everybody in chat, let me welcome you all. Let's see, we've got Judy. Hey, Judy Booty. Seems like I hardly ever see you anymore, but I'm so busy with all my drama in my neck of the woods. You know, but it's not me, it's everybody around me. And let's see, we've got three guests. Welcome, guests. Chris. Hey, Chris. Nick. Ilana. I miss you all so much. Raina. Hey, Raina. Michelle, you're here. Rojo. Jerry and Tracy. Oh, and you guys, and then there's some callers, but I'm going to hold off on you guys because I want to share something. Rojo last night shared a most awesome experience she had in Jerusalem. That she had apparently has visited Israel a few times. What a blessing it is for any of us, for any of us to have gone to visit Israel. And we are blessed with Rosemary to have gone to Israel. Imagine that. I don't know anybody who I'm connected with that has gone to Israel, that has gone to Jerusalem. But we've got Rosemary, and she sent a beautiful email to Judy and maybe to some of us. But Judy did us the honor of reading it in her video today. So if any of you have not listened to Judy's latest videos, She put out two of them today, and she read Rosemary's experience of having gone to Israel, and it's so very moving. And here, you know, I just also want to add my thoughts, because I remember when I got saved, I was reading Genesis, and I realized that God needed us. You know, he created the heavens and the earth, and then he, you know, created the fish and the sea and the birds in the air, and, you know, all the animals, all the wildlife. He created all of that, and all of it was so good. But it wasn't until he created man that he said, wow, this is very good. He had a companion that looked like him. The animals didn't look like him. They were his pets. They're his pets. But we were created in his image and likeness until this devil came and made mincemeat out of our looks. But we're getting glorified bodies now, any day, any moment. And anyways, as I listened to Judy's videos, you know, I was reminded that what I've been doing for such a long time is, wow, you know, it is all about him. I'm not saying it's not about him. Everything is all about him. I worship him. I love him. I adore him. You guys know that I'm a, you know, I'm a living Bible thumper. I am never one who's going to, you know, hit somebody over the head. Unless there's a demonic spirit around, then yes, you know, the Holy Spirit will take over. But I'm not one to criticize and judge people. I certainly know the Word, and the Holy Spirit has taught me how to answer every person, or at least you know, he makes me click. So as I was listening to her videos, I realized, wow, you know, Abraham was a friend of God. God and Abraham were tight, and Abraham was not perfect by any stretch of the imagination. And I came and I realized, oh, dear Lord, you know, I'm always one. I'm like, if you guys remember the story of Mary and Martha, Mary sat at his feet and just enjoyed his company, and Martha was running around doing all this stuff. And then she'd look at Martha and Jesus, and she finally went up to them and said, hey, what's up with this? You know, I'm the one that's doing all the work. I'm cooking and I'm doing all you know, making everything comfortable for everybody. And, you know, you guys are sitting there just chatting away. Well, I'm doing all of this stuff, you know. And Jesus said, Mary, you know, in a nutshell, come and sit with us. Stop running around. Come get to know me. And let me get to know you. And that's what Judy's videos reminded me of. You know, it reminded me that I needed to make Jesus my friend, my father, my friend. I know that I have a relationship. I have a very deep relationship with him. But it's about encouraging him too, and saying, you know, you can rest, you can put your head on my shoulder too. Jesus is our bridegroom. He, you know, we love him and he loves us, but it's like, wow, yeah. Come and rest your head on my shoulder. It's okay, because I'm washed and cleansed in the blood. I'm a new creation in him. I'm a new creature in him. You know, and this is how we're supposed to to be, have that relationship with the Lord, you know, that, you know, that that connection with Him. So I'm just going to check with everybody on in chat. Can you all hear me okay? I know that Judy says she can hear me, and I just want to make sure that everybody there can. So if anyone cannot hear me, can you say, oh, good, good, good. Okay, looks like everybody can. All right, well, let's see. We've got a couple of callers. Let me, hey, who's 205? I don't recognize 205, so let me welcome 205. Hey, 205. Hello? Calling 205. Hello, 205. Are you there?
Hey, it's me. Good timing.
I'm sorry. Oh, okay.
It's
who is it again?
It's Katie. Katie and Joe.
Oh, hey, Katie.
Hi,
did you? Hi. You know, how are you guys doing and where are you guys going?
We are good.
You are good?
Yep.
Definitely. How are you doing, sister?
I'm doing very, very well. You know, just hanging out with everybody. You know, I had some revelation today. So I'll just share it real quick before I forget. You know how the Lord said in one of His in the Gospels. He said, you know, I didn't come to bring peace, you know, but division and you know, and all this stuff. Well, I used to be bothered by it. I didn't understand what He meant, because Jesus is peace. He's our peace. He's love. He's good. He's kind. And then He says, I didn't come to bring peace. I wondered for a long time, what does He mean? What does He mean? And maybe some of you already figured it out, what He meant. But the Holy Spirit gave me my revelation. So I thank Him. I thank the Lord for the revelation I received. And that revelation is that what He meant is in the end times, in the last days, during the tribulation in particular, the Antichrist is going to come, you know, spreading this false peace and this false security. And we're seeing the unity of the one world church coming into fruition right now. We're starting to see it. You know, we're starting to see, you know, the many religious denominations holding hands with the Pope, holding hands with the Vatican. You know, you know, I'm going to be bold here, but you know, the Roman Catholic Church is filled with idolatry and witchcraft, and she is the Church in Thyatira. She's got the spirit of Jezebel on her, a spirit of control. And if you notice, you know, the Pope has a say in everything. The Jesuits have a say in everything, and they're trying to get everybody to unite with them, and the false prophet is going to come out of them. My belief, that's what I believe. I believe the AC is a political leader. I believe the false prophet is a religious leader, and they're in cahoots with each other, and we're starting to see that. So when I was considering that scripture, what came to me was, wow, I get it now why Jesus said, you know, He didn't come to bring peace. Because that's what the false prophet is doing, trying to bring unity and peace among all the religions, you know, among Islam and Buddhism and all the religions, all the false religions. They're all, you know, He's trying to gather them all together under His umbrella. And there's that false peace going on. And it's like, ah, I get it now. No, He is the real peace. But that peace, that false peace and security, That's what he came to divide. That's not him. And he's not going to have his people be deceived by that false peace and security. So I was really excited. And then I got another revelation. I don't know if you've all ever stopped and considered what the Holy City, New Jerusalem, looks like, because it's described, and it's described like in a square. And oftentimes, if you go to YouTube and you see the Holy City, New Jerusalem, you know, it's portrayed as one large square. You know, that's the Holy City. And then I thought of that called Kaaba. It's a rock. It's a huge stone. It's a square stone that sits in the middle of Mecca, Saudi Arabia. And it's huge. I mean, it's gigantic. And it's a black granite square. And then all the Muslims go around it, and, you know, and especially on Ramadan, they all go around it. And I thought, isn't that interesting? That big, black, ugly rock, you know, is a false, it's the counterfeit of the Holy City, New Jerusalem. Everything Satan does, he wants to copy God. But everything he does is dark and ugly. So I just wanted to share what I don't mean to be hogging up the show, but I wanted to share, you know, to share that. So anyway, let's see. We've got 317. 317, hello. Welcome. Okay.
Sorry, Carol. I'm here. It's Jerry.
Oh, hey, Jerry. Oh, okay.
I had myself muted and more.
Oh, all right. Hey, do you have something to share with us?
Well, I just think as long as we're here, we're going to be going through growth phases. And individually, and he's seeking us and asking us to grow as close to him as we can, and that's going to be different for each of us. And I think that's we're going to continue to experience that, and you know, until he calls us out. And when he does, it's going to be great. But he's going to be with us, and he's going to keep protecting us.
Exactly. We have nothing to fear, and I believe we're gonna get even stronger and stronger. And I already know, you know, there's some things that the Lord is already showing me personally to get rid of, and you know, and I'll just tell you what it is. It's my TV. You know, I usually keep. You know, for one, I live alone, so you know, I'm always in tune with the news shows, and also there's some good Christian programming out there, you know, on the end times that I like to listen to or watch, right? But I'm always, you know, I always feel like I want to be right on the edge of what's happening in the Middle East or anywhere else. And then last night, you know, the Holy Spirit just said, well, why are you depending on that to tell you what's going on? I will tell you. I will tell you when it's time. You know, the news, all the bad news that we see, the earthquakes and all the fighting going on in the Middle East and in Israel with Hamas, you know, all of that. That's not telling, you know. That's not going to be the sound, you know, the voice of the archangel, the trumpet of God. It's not going to come out of the TV. It's going to come out from my spirit. And I thought, wow. You know, amen, Lord, yep. Amen. So he's, you know, he's doing things with me and with everybody. And the, and please, if you have a TV and you want to keep it, please, you know, go right ahead. The Lord has been telling you to get rid of it. Don't get rid of it. You know, I'm just letting you know how he's speaking to me so that I can get closer to him. You know, so that's what I wanted to share. Hey, Katie, are you still there?
I'm still here, yeah.
Hey, you had a word, if I'm not mistaken. You received a word?
I did. I don't have it next to me, though. Do you want to put my video in a Facebook link or something?
Yeah, you can. Well, but see, I and a couple of other people don't go on Facebook.
I hate Facebook too. I have like a separate app for my Messenger, for Facebook Messenger. So,
yeah, I've never ever felt comfortable with Facebook. It just seems, and I don't know for sure. And you know, some people will say yes, and some people will say no, or whatever. But when it first exploded, it just gave me such a sense of, wow, Big Brother is really watching me now. I already knew that if the government wants to tap into our phones, they can. I already knew that, you know, if they want to tap into our email, they can. But there's just something a little bit, this is my own personal opinion, and that's all it is, a personal opinion. But it's just something that I didn't feel comfortable with, and that I felt like it was a huge tool for Big Brother to track your every move. And maybe much more swiftly than anything else. And of course, that's, like I said, again, that's just my opinion. We're all still here, and I don't know that anybody's been imprisoned because of, you know, of Facebook or any of that. But I'm just letting you know that's the reason I don't get on. I just don't feel comfortable. And that's me. That's me. But, hey, maybe you can, did you put it on your video?
Katie? The word? Yeah, the word on my video.
Did you make a video of it?
Yes.
Okay. So I haven't seen it. There's
I'll
a lot of stuff going on over here. But everybody,
you have my account?
Oh, I'm sorry, what?
You have my account, like on YouTube?
Yes. Yeah,
okay.
So
yeah.
I'm going to tell everybody in chat and anybody who's listening, hey, tune in to Katie's video, because she got an awesome word from the Lord today. And, yeah, Rosemary is saying that she loved your words today. So, that's awesome. And let's see, there's a lot of good chat and in the chat room. So let me read it to you guys. Let's see, Chris Slaughter wrote, this is for you all who are on the phone and are not in chat. She wrote, according to former CIA spy Dr. Jim Garrow, Obama intends to quash all of the scandals plaguing his administration by announcing to the world that humanity has been in contact with extraterrestrials and that he, Obama, has been selected. What has he been selected for? Let's find out. I have to keep scrolling back. Chris, you're out there. So what does he think he's been selected for? Right, type it in. Okay, to be the spokesman for humanity. Well, there you have it. So isn't he just a spokesman?
So basically, he's saying about the UFOs. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, and that he's going to be the spokesman for humanity. So we know where that's going. See, didn't I just tell you? We are just, everything is really falling into place. You know, I had a conversation with one of the RCCers, and I was telling her, you know what? Everything, you know, there's just so much bad news out there, which is good for us, but we're like caught between a hard rock and a hard place. And then it came to me that, you know what, we're in the ark already. Because so many people don't know what we should be doing right now. You know, yes, we, you know, as the Lord leads, we share the gospel, and of course we're praying and we're fellowshipping. But, you know, it came to me, we're already in the ark and we're hunkered down. And the door is still open, but it's getting ready to close, and it's still, you know, the people are still coming in, and that's why the door hasn't closed, but we're already in the ark, and we're hunkered down, you know, and as soon as that last person, which is any moment now, the door's is gonna shut, and we're going to go up, and everything is pointing to that. We've got, you know, Chris just wrote this about, you know, if that's not the AC, who is it? If he's not declaring that he's the spokesperson for humanity. And then you've got, you know, the one world religion, the one world church, gathering, you know, all the denominations under her umbrella, the false church. And the last thing that is going to happen, as soon as we leave, the economy is going to crash. It cannot crash while we are still here. The stock market may fall, may drop, but it's not until it totally crashes. It cannot totally crash until we leave, because once it crashes, then, you know, the political leaders and the religious leaders will now come up with a one world currency, which is the mark of the beast, by which nobody can buy or sell. So, you know, that should all be encouraging to us all. We are leaving. So, you know, just because we didn't leave this weekend, we are leaving. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Let me welcome 970.
Yes, it's Dave from Colorado again.
Hello,
Carol.
Dave, how are you?
Hi, Dave. I'm fine. And hello, Jerry, and everybody else that's out there. Hey, I'm going to try not to take too much time. I just wanted to share. I had heard, I believe it was Carol, said the Lord convicted you something about that old television there. I believe that was Carol. Anyway, I wanted to share something regarding that.
That was me. I confess my sins to the world.
Well, I've got a bigger confession, so let me lay this one out.
Okay.
It was on November the 20th, or 21st, this last November 21st. Prior to that, I knew I was under conviction, but I didn't act on it as soon as I should have. And the truth is, I probably had, at full retail value, I probably had it. I didn't pay that. I got about yard sales instead, probably $1,500 worth of videos, you know?
Uh-huh.
And I don't have TV. I'm not hooked up to that. But I had these videos, and a lot of them are the old John Wayne black and white stuff, you know. And I was getting pretty hooked on the old westerns. And anyway,
well, I reckon you were.
Yeah, I definitely was. But and the Lord, I say, was, he'd been speaking to me, and you know, it was I think it was November the 21st, and I just gave him the conviction. Things began to really happen. And that I really wasn't prepared for. And, you know, I knew that as I was watching those movies, I thought, you know, I know I can't. I can't have it both ways. I can't. I can't have. I'm not. I'm not condemning anybody. By the way, you all do what you do.
Right.
Do what Lord's telling you to do.
We got it.
But I'm just speaking for me. That I knew I couldn't have it ways. I couldn't have the closeness.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't hear from God like I wanted to. I couldn't really connect the dots, like what's going on in this world. All the news, you know, that's breaking, has been breaking for half a year. I just, prior to that, I thought, you know, I can't have it both ways. And a friend once said to me, he said, David, he said, how bad do you want God? And I was already saved when he said that. But, you know, it really got me. It made me really think, how bad do I want God? And anyway, so I just got rid of everything immediately. And I thought, part of me was like, okay, I'm going to go out of my mind now because, you know, we have to have sensory input, it seems like, all the time, practically, something or another. Anyway, I got rid of them. I got rid of them, and I listened to these lies. You know, that I'm going to go out of my mind, you know, and start hanging my head on the walls or something, you know. But I didn't. And I really don't miss those things. In fact, now I know I couldn't go back to those. I couldn't go back to those videos anymore. I just can't. Everything is still wrapping up right now, and we need discernment. We need to hear the Lord, what he's saying right now, because this is getting really, really critical right now.
Mm-hmm.
And even if we're born again, saved, filled with the Spirit, love Jesus, and we know that we're going, you know, we need to be in tune with the Lord to know how to deal with the others that may not be ready. You see what I mean? And you want that unction. You want that anointing. And I know that for me, I wasn't able to have it both ways. You know, I couldn't. And I'm not saying I'm walking in perfection right now on all things. I don't mean that. I'm just saying.
Well, we can.
To understand the Word of God a little clearer and, again, connect the dots and and just to be in the Spirit a little more for sure than I was prior to watching all of those things. So I got under conviction, and I'm glad I got rid of them. And anyway, thank you for sharing what you did.
Well, thank you. You just confirmed what I've been feeling. You know, I don't want to say I pride myself, but you know, I consider myself only by the grace of God. Okay, you know, strong in the Lord, and I am. You know, and I boldly declare it because I am. I'm not gonna have a false humility. I'm not at all perfect, and that's what. And none of us are ever going to be perfect. We're going to be perfect when we get our glorified bodies.
Amen.
But
that's
when
right.
But we have the blood of the Lamb, and we have His Word, and we have His Spirit, and we have His anointing. And boy, that's a lot more than what a lot of people out there have. They don't have any of Him, you know, and we do. So, and we know that, and we're free. So we don't have to put on airs for people. If they, you know, this is one of the reasons I stopped going to church. Because, hey, I'm a friendly person, and I like people, and I like talking to them. But, you know, I went to, I was a churcher for many years, against the Lord's will, but it's another story for another time. But I learned a lot. And one of the things I learned is you don't make friends going to church. You know, you see them every Sunday. You may go to the Bible studies. You may go to, the different activities and events and this and that. But they're not really your friends. You don't get to know them. And I try to make friends. And I just couldn't. But you guys are my friends. You know, I talk to some of you all the time. And you all know who you are. And I love you guys. And I want to be friends. I want to be close to all of you. You know, that's
how do you,
we email
how do you,
each other.
I'm sorry. I was just curious when you said that about, you know, what is, you know, it's like really how do we define fellowship? You know, what is, how does the Lord define that? Is it just going to church?
and I don't. I've been out of that for 25 years myself. I went to Bible school for a year and a half at nights because I was going to become, you know, your common preacher man, until the Lord said, "No, you're not." And I looked around at, you know, the whole system, and I just said, "My God, I can't do this." And I got out of that. I quit after a year and a half, and I just started to fast to pray. And brothers and sisters, I'll tell you what, I learned more in 2 weeks of fasting and praying than I ever did in a year and a half of Bible school. I really did. And but anyway, no, I concur. And it's in, what is fellowship? You know, it's what the Lord says fellowship is. It's not just going to church, and as most of you know, so much of that isn't fellowship anyway. And the way to find out is once you quit that church, see how much fellowship you have then, you know?
Exactly.
How many people want to really have fellowship with you because you quit that church? And that really begins to take the cover off of whatever it really was. Anyway,
exactly.
I'll try to talk you up, but I just concur.
No, this is great. This is great. I just want to just add real quick. Jerry, go ahead. Sorry.
Well, I just want to, you know, if you'll allow me, Dave, I would like to sum up sort of what you've just said, actually, two different times, but in particular about the videos was the Lord gave you a conviction, and you followed it. And, you know, wherever we are and whoever, you know, whoever we are, we might have our own convictions or our own different things in our lives that He wants us to not be distracted by. And, and you know, so it's, you know, it could be videos, it could be TV, it could be any number of things. It could be, you know, our own little struggle maybe with Him or something that we have that's really dear to us in some form or other that we want Him to do something about. But whatever it is, you know, if he gives us a conviction, you know, we should respond to it, and that's what you said.
Yeah, it's only for our good. Amen.
Yeah. So
it's for the church's good. You know, it's for the edification. It really is, because it's because God. If you let these things go, whatever it is, it doesn't have to be only TV and the videos. But when you let things go, it's because God wants to use you, in addition to other things, to be used at times like this, so that you can edify, be used to edify and instruct in truth, you know, the body of Christ,
right,
and to encourage and to have the unction and anointing to truly understand this time and how absolutely critical this is, and that it is utterly true. Jesus Christ, the King of Kings, the Lord of Glory, is coming soon.
Amen.
Yay!
And He wants mankind ready. And so why would we want to have anything in the way that blocks our mind or into our heart, the word of the Lord, what He would have for Pat or Carol or Jerry or Joe or, you know, just Judy or anybody. Why would we want anything right now? This, He's wrapping it up. It's wrapping up just like He said it was going to. These signs are pouring on right now. In fact, you have to have your head truly stuck in the sand willfully now to not see this.
Right.
I don't want to get to preaching here, folks, but I just wanted to share.
Oh, we love hearing you. We love hearing
you, folks.
And Dave, please don't rush yourself off the phone. You know, I love hearing you every time you call. I'm like, nice. Please stay with us. It's only another 10 minutes or so.
Oh, that one? Okay. I just didn't want to get away.
Yeah.
But anyway, I hear those things. And anyway, praise God, and I thank each and every one of you, and I know, you know, it's a commitment, and you're doing what you're doing, and again, I said it before, I'll say it again.
We are doing.
You're doing.
We're
you are
doing.
Feeling,
we.
You're
we.
Feeling,
we.
You jointly and collectively are filling a gap within what's supposed to be the whole counsel of God, okay, for the church, and it's lacking, and the Lord is using you. Okay, as much as you walk in truth and speak in the truth, the Lord is using that. And so thank you for doing that.
See, one thing, amen. See, one thing I've in my, when I'm talking to you guys, and, you know, there's been a lot of extracurricular activities in my neighborhood over here, so I haven't been on chat very much. But
One thing that I learned, and I knew this years and years and years ago, but it's just become much, much more real now because of where we're at. See, what separates us from the organized church is, you know, God tells us in, and a lot of people don't even know this, but in the book of Revelation, chapter 2, when he's talking to the churches, he says he hates the work of the Nicolaitans. Uh-huh. The Nicolaitans are the clergy laity system. So people
Lord
go to church. Yes, you got it. So they go to the church. They sit there. They listen to the priest, to the pastor, to the preacher, to the bishop, to whoever, right? And then they leave. And, you know, I'm not going to go into the history, but, you know, that's why there's no fellowship. And then, you know, and then when there is, you go to the Bible studies, you know, or the little group events. Well, pastor said this, and pastor said that, and pastor. And I'm like,
sorry.
You know, and that's what comes, right. that's why we can't be friends. Because, oh, we don't want to offend the pastor because he said it, so it must be true. So if he doesn't believe in the rapture, then there's no rapture because pastor said so, you know.
It's funny you said that. My wife and I have been discussing. We got a neighbor. We love her, and she loves us, and she goes to a church in town, and she comes and she says, saying, my pastor says this, my pastor says that. And it's like, you got to, even if you bring out the word, say, wait a minute, the word says this and the word says that, you know. It's like, and I don't mean to be a Bible thumper. I'm not trying to do that. But some things are so absurd.
That's my job.
That you've got to put your foot down sooner or later. But no, the pastor said this and the pastor said that. And I just like, God, you know, I've come to the point, and I've got a piece from this, but I've learned this for me. And it's like I just said, Lord, if I don't see you working with them right now, what chance do I have? So I just kind of back off and then, you know, need to pray about things a little more about these people. And I love them. And they, like I said, it's not that we're any better. But this whole thing about the churchianity is brought, in my opinion, it's brought a reproach upon the name of the Lord. Okay?
Right.
The system has. All right? And I know that we have to be careful that we don't pass any ungodly judgment. But
exactly.
You're already getting a Holy Spirit witness to what you have said and what I have just said about this, okay? That this is not
right.
Jesus. And the church and Christians think, this is Jesus. This is Jesus. It's the church. No, the church is not Jesus. And Jesus isn't this present-day church. He's the head of the true church.
Right.
Okay? And that's how this thing goes down. He's just the head of the, he's not just. It's incredible. Praise God.
Right.
He is the head of the church.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, I had to wake up to this, too. And all we can do is pray for people that they'll wake up and
mm-hmm.
get free of this. I rejoice. I'll tell you what. Because you know that when the Antichrist comes, this stuff isn't going to fly anymore. Okay? He's not going to allow this church stuff on the surface like it is. I don't believe
exactly.
It.
Right.
He's going to want to take out everything with the name of Jesus. Get it off the face of this earth. And so their days of this lording it over and the Nicolaitans, all of this, it's coming to a close anyway. And I don't want harm to come upon these people. But
right.
the thicker they are into it, the more it's going to hurt, you know, as they get their eyes open. It's a painful thing to have to see it and then eventually have to leave. But it's a glorious thing in the end because then you open the avenue to true revelation from the Lord Jesus Christ. Okay?
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm talking about.
Right.
Anyway, I'll let you guys, you've got a program to do, but I'll just hit
it. You know, Dave, basically, you know, what you're saying when you were speaking, especially about your neighbor and the churchianity, and, you know, really, I think for so many reasons, or for so many people actually seek, you know, an authority structure, and it's part of their social structure, the way they see things. And unfortunately, I think a lot of the people who say, you know, pastor this, pastor that, and so on, are the people who actually don't crack open the Bible.
Exactly.
They're the people who
mm-hmm.
are not familiar with the Word of God, and so they don't have a foundation to build their own relationship with God, who's the ultimate authority. And he would gladly do it, but they aren't reaching out to him. And they're just basically tucking themselves under the nearest overhang and calling it a relationship with God, and they don't really realize what they're missing.
Yeah. Amen, Brother Jerry. Amen. Committee, you know, we already know what the problem is, and I don't want to sit here and elaborate too long, but, you know, it's too much wanting to be spoon-fed, okay? We should have been cracking open our Bible and see what saith the Lord, because the whole, you know, there's all this division because people don't crack open their Bible. That's a lot of it right there. Maybe not the whole, but it's a lot of it. They don't crack it open. They listen to what the pastor says, what this church says, what this denomination says. And if they crack it open, you know, the Holy Spirit would lead them into all truth. He said he would, right?
Yep.
We're one just as Jesus and the Father are one. But the Bible will have to get cracked open for this to happen. Anyway, right. I'm just, as you are, just, you got to hang on. And, you know, the Lord is coming. And, Carol, you were right. You know, we're going to be changed. It's all going to happen. The unity, this total soundness and oneness with the Lord will happen when we're with him. You know, what was that, brethren? You know, we don't yet know what we shall be, but we know that when we're, you know, when we see him, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. It says that's when we shall be like him, when we see him as he is, and it's talking about the rapture. Okay? The total unity, the wonderful, everything we want is not, we're not going to be walking in total perfection yet, but we will when we see him. Would you agree? You know, I believe it's when we're caught away, when we meet the Lord. We should strive for it. Hallelujah.
Right. Well, I mean, the idea of unity is sort of it's, you know, interesting you mentioned that, because that's just how Carol started the show. She talked about the scripture that said, you know, Jesus said, I came to divide and to not bring peace. And he was dividing because he was delivering a message that he knew not everyone would accept. Some would and some would not. In the end, he will unite in his kingdom.
Right.
But until then, you know, we are on a walk with him where he will, you know, meet us where we're at if we turn to him. But we're all in a different place and all growing. And the unity we have is that we're all growing towards him and under his guidance and love and authority. And that's our unity. The absolute unity for the human race, I mean, you know, it's clear they're going to try, you know, this false religion they're going to create to sort of lord over the world. That's going to be, it's going to be all about unity. But unity under what? I mean, it's going to start out unity under nothing. And then it'll become unity under pure evil. But if nobody wants to crack a Bible or seek the Lord on their own, and they just want to virtually march in lockstep with someone who's leading them, the Lord will allow that.
Well, thank God for the unity, you know, the unity of the Spirit, which we're to pursue.
Exactly.
God for that, and that the unity of the Spirit that, you know, you each have with each other. There may be occasional issue here or there, but, you know, the Lord's not done with any of us. We got to keep cracking that Bible and just stay in prayer, and if he calls to fast, then fast, but whatever it takes. And thank God that he's not done, and thank God it is going to be brought into completion. We're going to see him as he is, and then we'll be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Hallelujah. So, yeah.
Amen. You know what? When you said that, crack open the Bible, the Holy Spirit gave me this scripture this morning, and I love it. I'm holding it dear and near to my heart. And it's Psalm 119, verse 93. I will never forget your word, for by it you have given me a new life. Isn't that the truth?
That's the truth.
The Lord has given us a new life.
Amen.
Psalm 119, verse 93, from the New Life Version, translation. And when I read it this morning, you know, my heart just melted. It just melted because
yes,
I love the word because the word is Jesus. The word
Amen.
Was in the beginning. He was
yes.
with God.
Oh.
He was God. He is God.
Amen. Amen. Yes. When Christ, who is our life, shall return, you know,
mm-hmm.
He is our life.
Right.
He is our life.
He is
yeah.
our life. Absolutely.
I just like to add real quick, you know, we've been talking about, you know, the Bible and everything, but it's also true that there are countless people who have been met by God just because they called out to him and didn't know a thing
right.
about Scripture, a thing about the Bible.
Absolutely.
He is with us. He is with us always. And the key, you know, it's not a key. It's just, are you willing to reach out to him? Are you willing to say, hey, are you there? And this is why so many people need to be in a bad place. Before
mm-hmm.
their will is compromised enough to say, "Hey, I need help,"
mm-hmm.
and
right.
if you're gonna ask for help, start with the Creator of all things.
Right.
I never heard the gospel. I never heard it, Jerry. And you know, in 1980, in the spring of 1980, I just fell on my knees and I didn't understand anything. I just said, "God," because I heard the Lord's voice, and He said, "It's now or never for me." Okay. As I've heard
mm-hmm.
you say that, apparently to others, they say, but I just dropped on my knees and I wasn't around the gospel. I didn't know any of this kind of stuff. And I just dropped on my knees and said, God, I don't even know what to say. I just turned my life over to you. Just please take my life. I don't want to live in an evil way anymore. That's the only way I knew how to say it. And God will respect
mm-hmm.
that around the world. I know He will. If
yep.
people have never
right.
heard it, they don't have a Bible, He's looking at people's hearts. Do they really want to repent and the best they know how and to live for the only true living God?
You know, and that's a great testimony, Dave, just between the two of us. I had no idea that that was part of your story. And so there I say that, and then you are in a personal position to validate it. And
yeah.
And so that's how God works.
Amen.
That's how He is.
Well, as soon as you said it, I had the flashback. Otherwise, I really couldn't have probably thought about it as clearly, but the Lord just brought it back. As soon as you mentioned how people can, you know, call on God without even hearing the word, and God would, you know, respect that.
That's just how He is. And I'll bring it back to kind of how Carol started about her TV with that, because, you know, whether it's the TV or whatever, we are getting so many spiritual confirmations and inspirations and communications between us that, you know, we really don't need. We watch the news and we sort of call the bad news good news because we know time is getting close.
Amen.
But we've got plenty of spiritual guidance from Him that tells us the same thing, and that's our go-to. That's our go-to every day.
Yes. Absolutely.
You have 60 seconds left.
Life has been...
Just letting me know. Go ahead.
I didn't know if I... I didn't want to interrupt. I just say life has been honestly much better since I let all that stuff go. I'll just bottom line it with that. It's honestly
yeah.
been better. And you know, that which is highly esteemed of men is sometimes like an abomination to God. Okay. It's just sometimes a little thing to keep in mind, okay? No matter what
Absolutely.
We do, no matter what we're doing, no matter what we're into, and I'm not trying to be over legalistic or any of this kind of stuff, but it's just something that is a guide, I think, at times. That which is esteemed by men so often is an abomination to God, and so I'm just again. Friends, I'm not trying to say I've arrived because I haven't. I'm having to grow, you know, myself along with the rest of you. And
mm-hmm.
and I thank God for His grace and that He's not done with me. He's not done with you. And we have a blessed future. Thank God. Oh, thank God this world is
Amen.
Not our home. Thank
That's
God.
Right.
Amen.
have a blessed hope, not a messed up one.
No, it's blessed.
Thank you, Lord.
Blessed.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. That's right. Hallelujah.
Amen. Lord, thank you for the time we've spent together with you. Thank you for all the revelation and insight you've blessed us with. And above all, thank you that you're coming for us. And we are your best friend. We are your lovers. And we're so blessed to have you love us and be our lover. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Wow, this was I really, really enjoyed you guys sharing. You know, there was just so much insight. So much word. We know that the Lord is coming, and you know, dates come and go, and people have different, they have different views, different thoughts, and well, hey, this is why we're a crazy group of lovers of Jesus, because, you know, what we sense. What we sense God telling us, we just share. We're free to share it with each other. But you couldn't do that in an organized church, you know. We couldn't do that in an organized church. But here we can. We can say, we can say whatever we want to say, and you know, I don't have to agree with. You know, somebody, but I can be respectful. You know, we can all be respectful. We don't have to agree that, you know, well, you watch YouTube. We watch YouTube. And so many people say, well, you know, we're not in the tribulation. And some say, yes, we are in the tribulation. Some say, no, we know that Jesus is coming, you know, during the Feast of Trumpets. We've got all these, these scriptures backing it up, that he's going to come on Rosh Hashanah. He's going to come on Feast of Trumpets. Well, he may or may not. You know, I was a big believer in 2007. I got the realization through, you know, people sharing that, wow, it could very, very well be that he comes on Rosh Hashanah. Every Rosh Hashanah and the Feast of Atonement and the Feast of Tabernacles, I was on pins and needles. And I just got tired. I finally got tired in 2012. I said, well, you come when you come, Lord. You know, and here we are. Once you're rapture-centric, you're always going to be rapture-centric. Because it's not about, because it's the revelation of the Holy Spirit in us that he has shown us and told us Jesus is coming. He's coming. And we know it now.
Once it's inside of you, that realization, you know, rapture-centric or what other term you want to put on it, how can you go back from that? Because the signs are only increasing, you see.
Exactly.
The signs that Jesus said watch for and Paul said watch for, okay, and book of Revelation. So how can we go back? Because really, honestly, how can we? And we would be defying logic, really. If it was the signs that turned us on to it to begin with, well, then if the signs are increasing, even if a date comes and goes, and which has happened, as you just mentioned, here and there, but so what? The signs are absolutely increasing, and we all know that even starting today and throughout, if we're even here through the rest of most of this year, I don't even know, God knows, but it's all going to keep increasing, 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 and increasing. And that day is not going to overtake us like a thief because we're walking in the light, you know. It's going to come on the world like a snare, you know. But we see the snare coming. And so, it's just crazy to... I know sometimes people get frustrated and say, I can't do this anymore. I'm so tired. Another date came and went. But I thank God that he gave us these signs. What if he just gave us the gospel? That would be good enough. But thank God that he gave us these signs to look for his soon appearing. And they're happening right before us. Even if days came and went, dates come and go, the signs are still here.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep. You know, I would add just a little bit to that, and that's, you know, because what you said, Dave, is so right. You know, these days come and go, and he asks us to move forward in faith in both cases, either towards the dates or from them. And he's going to use it, and he's made it very clear that there will be a time when we will understand all this and what it was all about. But in any case, we know that, as you said, every time we're a day closer, we can see the signs getting more and more compressed and obvious. But the other thing is, if you have a disappointment or if you are becoming weary, are you taking that to him? Are you taking that disappointment? Are you taking that weariness to him? Because you never know. He might do something with that very thing. If you're just honest with him about it, he may meet you there. And I know in my case, he absolutely has. So, you know, I was the other way for quite a while because I didn't really have, you know, as much understanding as I do now. But I kept growing, and I knew when you have faith in the ultimate solution and the ultimate answer, where would you choose to turn? You know, I mean, so absolutely, I'm going to stick with it and let him talk to me in my circumstances, whatever they are. And
yeah,
we need to remember to be thankful with every aspect of it, and simply ask him if we're at a crossroads where we don't know what to do. Take it to him. That's what he wants you to do.
Absolutely.
That's what the relationship is all about. He wants you to bring yourself as you are to him. And he does things with that.
And he knows what's on your mind already anyway. You might as well talk to him.
Exactly. Exactly. Mm-hmm. He knows us all better than we know ourselves. You know, sometimes, you know, if I've been moved to pray for something that I want or would like, and I'm like, I start, and then it's like, well, you already know this, and oh, by the way, I realize you already know what's best for me, so I'm really not sure what I'm doing here, because, you know, but he wants you to connect with him, and he wants you to get real with him, and he'll, whatever the question is, he'll meet you there.
Amen.
Exactly.
I absolutely agree. Amen. Oh, it's good that we have a chance to chat with each other about these things.
Yeah, it was great. Gosh, thank you guys for sharing all that you did, all that you shared. And, you know, I'm so glad we're all encouraging each other. We are not only in the season, he's coming for us at any day. We see the signs increasing, just like you,
absolutely,
one of you said. They're increasing, and that's what me and, just real quick, me and somebody were talking about today. You know, it's like, and I mentioned it earlier, we're like in a, between, we're caught between a hard rock and a hard place because the signs are so strong. They're just getting stronger and stronger, and we can't plan for the future. You know, 5 years ago, you might have been able to plan. 2-3 years ago, you might have been able to plan. And, you know, in a sense, you know, those who have kids, well, you sort of have to plan, you know, but you in your heart, in your spirit, it's like, wow, you know, we've never had this strong sensation that things aren't what they appear to be.
Right.
Because Jesus is coming. He really, really is. So, you know, we do what we have to do, and any moment, we're just going to be caught up to meet him in the air. Hallelujah.
Yep. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you guys so very much for your awesome fellowship. And, you know, on that note, I'm going to go ahead and, you know, close the phone chat. And,
okay, thank you. Thank you, Carol.
Yeah, you're very welcome, and we'll see each other in the air, and we'll talk to each other again ASAP as the Lord leads. And, hey, the Lord bless you all very, very much.
Thank you for the fellowship. God bless you all.
Oh, amen. Okay.
Right.
Bye.
God bless you. Bye.